Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Gabriel and I'm a missionary here at Damascus where we're working to awaken and empower and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we are going to be reflecting from the Gospel of John. Today is actually May 3rd, the Feast of Saints Philip and James, apostles of our church and some of our fathers in faith. And so right now, let's just go ahead and ask for their intercession just to come down and to fill us with the same love and zeal for the gospel that they had. So let's pray. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Holy Spirit, we just ask right now for the intercession of James and of Philip just to come down and to fill us with the gift of zeal for evangelization, for the salvation of souls, for the spreading of the gospel. We just ask right now that we might receive that in order to better proclaim the word of God with our lives. Jesus said to Thomas, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else, believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And ask whatever in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." Friends, this is from John chapter 14, which is actually in the Last Supper narrative, leading up to Christ's prayer for the church, leading up to eventually his crucifixion and leading up into his death and resurrection. And Jesus says a lot of things that we need to take great care to actually listen to, or else we can miss it. Where he says, "If you know me, then you also will know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." And what Christ is saying is that he, in some ways, is one of the physical representations of the Father, while also retaining his complete individuality, while also being a triune God. There's a little bit of Trinitarian theology with you, and I won't touch on that too much longer just to avoid slipping into any possible heresy. But one of the things that's so beautiful is that the Lord is saying that as you look upon me, you look upon the Father, and you have seen him. And Jesus says, and you know, you can even tell Philip is saying, "Well, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." But Jesus retorts back. He says, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip?" And what he's saying is that as you gaze upon him, that you will see the love of the Father flowing through Jesus. And friends, I think one of the beautiful things too is that Jesus is commissioning us to go forth. He's commissioning us to go forth and to bring souls to him, to bring the work of Christianity and of zeal for the gospel. And he says, "And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son." And what I think Jesus is showing here is he's showing us his priestly office, the office of the priest, where he stands before the Father and he advocates for us, that he is our advocate in front of the just judge, that he is saying that as you stand and as you ask for something, that I will do it. And Jesus these are strong words. These are from one person of the Trinity. And yet, so we should take great care to listen to that. Anything that you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So friends, today I just encourage you, what do you need a miracle in your life for? Don't limit God. Oftentimes we think that just because we have Roth IRAs and 401ks and a comfortable car, that we don't need miracles in our life. I pray that whatever miracle you might need, that you might ask the Son so that the Father may be glorified. Friends, this has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of John. And my name is Gabriel. And to learn more about the programs and events offered here at Damascus, please visit us at damascus.net. May God bless you. May you have a great rest of the day.